This is a very easy and simple strategy for gently changing our thoughts. I discovered the concept in Lynn Grabhorn's book, Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting, and have since tweaked it a little. It's an idea that has helped me enormously, and I'm keen to share it so that you too can begin to choose your thoughts. First, you need to pick a topic that for a whole 24 hours you will switch your thoughts to if you find yourself indulging in your most serious worry. Grabhorn suggests that we choose a self-appreciation topic, which can be anything at all we like about ourselves. The very first day I did this, my topic was the nice shade of green that I had painted my toenails. I have since branched out, and sometimes I choose an uplifting phrase or idea, or sometimes a pleasant image, such as butterflies or a particular flower. It doesn't matter what topic you choose, but make sure you pick one that's 100% positive and pleasant, and simple enough that you will easily remember it throughout the day. I usually make a note of the next day's topic in my journal. Writing something down always helps to get it fixed in my head, and of course, it also means I can look it up if I forget it. Then, during the next 24 hours, watch your thoughts when you remember. Don't feel that you have to switch every time you notice a negative thought or worry. That would be too much, especially to start with. But when you notice your mind begin to dwell on your biggest worry or worries, be ready to switch to your topic of the day. Bring that topic into your mind and think about it. This is when your expertise in thinking can be put to good use. Focus on the image, the idea, or the phrase you have chosen. Keep thinking about it as much as you can. Eventually, your mind is likely to wander again. Allow it to do so until it focuses on your biggest worry again. When this happens, divert once more to your topic of the day. And again, and again, and again. It may seem very hard to start with. You may find that you only stay on your topic for a few seconds. Don't judge yourself. You're making a huge change here and demonstrating your commitment to resilience by your willingness to try this strategy. If you don't remember, don't fret. You can try again tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. The more you practice this approach, the easier you will find it to discipline your thinking, to choose your thoughts. Once you have developed the habit of choosing and using a daily topic, you too can tweak it and make it your own. For example, I also choose a word for the whole year, so that even if I forget my daily topic, I can always use that. I often pick a topic or phrase or idea for each week as well. It doesn't matter which timescale you use, as long as you're ready with something positive and pleasant to think about whenever your worries crowd in. You know that your thinking is starting to change for the better when you find you haven't needed to use your topic for the whole day. But of course, it's also a good idea to choose positive thoughts even when you're not worrying. So bring that topic to mind as much as you can.